important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy Chelsea with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a storm supercell is forecast for tomorrow with severe thunderstorms, strong winds and large hailstones. It is currently expected from the New South Wales border, west to Darling Downs and up to the Capricornia, Mackay and the Central Highlands. However, the weather is still looking to be a hot mess with a top of 27 degrees in the Gold Coast and 28 degrees in Brisbane. Further heatwave conditions are also forecasted for north of Cairns. This weather pattern looks to be similar to that of Sunday last week, as the risks of severe storm activity peaks and the surface trough moves across the state.
Townsville Hospital CEO say some patients may die after a urology bungle. The Townsville Hospital and Health Service CEO Kieran Keyes said a total of 218 patients experienced gaps in their care. Mr. Keyes said, quote, for some of these 77 patients, they will be experiencing a metastasis of their cancer, which may actually result in their death, end quote. Queensland Health has commissioned an independent investigation into the failure of the largest hospital in the state's north.
In your national news, a new Australian Workers Union data analysis has shown that Victoria's female forest fighters have been underpaid compared to their male counterparts. Pay increases from the Department of Energy, Environment and Climate Action for women averaged at $3,781 between 2019 and 2023, whilst male workers received an average of $8,036, with a median average salary that is $4,255 less in average pay growth. The AWU regional organiser Shanae Murray said that the Department of Energy, Environment and Climate Action, quote, just won't pay equally, end quote. However, the department has said that these pay disparities are linked to an increase in women joining frontline firefighting teams as an entry level in recent years.
Just a content warning, this story discusses abortion and child loss. Some members of the coalition have used the debate over new parental leave laws to voice their opposition to late-term abortions. The law would amend the Fair Work Act to guarantee employer-funded parental leave for parents of a child who is stillborn or has died. Despite bipartisan support for the bill, Conservative parliamentarians like Andrew Hastie and Barnaby Joyce have voiced their reservations over its application to parents who sought a late-term abortion. Dr. Nisha Cott, president of the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, said politicians needed greater understanding and empathy in the discussion, saying, quote, losing a baby after 20 weeks is losing a baby. We should treat anyone who loses a baby with compassion instead of playing politics with people's emotions and people's distress, end quote.
And some exciting international news. A new study has found that what was once considered the fossil of a juvenile Tyrannosaurus rex is instead an entirely new species. Previously, experts had agreed only one species of the T-Rex existed in the late Cretaceous period between 69 and 99 million years ago. Further analysis suggests that small Tyrannosaur is actually a Nanotyrannus, but the debate over the fossil's true nature spanned decades due to the lack of well-preserved skeletons of the species. Some signs indicating the fossils are of a different species from the T-Rex include growth rings in the femur bone showing the small dino had reached maturity and the differing lengths in the dinosaur's arms. Stephen Porifat, paleontologist at Curtin University, has said, quote, I think they have demonstrated very convincingly that this is a different species of Tyrannosaurus rex, end quote. This is an exciting step forward, uncovering more about the Nanotyrannus, of which paleontologists know virtually nothing about.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. It is currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach a 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for your 9am news. We'll be back at 10am with more. So in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.